Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. On Netflix, Spaceman. Nothing has been more intriguing the last couple years than to watch the on-screen transformation of Adam Sandler. After years of middling comedies that never matched the classic stylings of his early work, Sandler shifted to dramatic fare, and has absolutely astounded. From Uncut Gems to Hustle, he's been nothing short of brilliant. Spaceman, while not a perfect film by any stretch, does serve as a vehicle to further showcase the prowess Sandler possesses to become a character. It follows astronaut Yakub, who is half a year into a solo space mission. As he becomes disillusioned with his solitary life, he also worries for his pregnant wife on Earth, who has stopped communicating with him. Yakub discovers a giant talking spider in his ship, and his horror soon turns to camaraderie as he shares his thoughts and innermost fears. While Sandler is incredible, the major fault point of the film is its underdeveloped supporting cast. Carey Mulligan stars as Yakub's lonely, disillusioned wife Lenka, who has suffered at the expense of his ambition. Big Bang Theory alum Kunal Nayar is Yakub's contact on Earth, and Emmy winner Isabella Rossellini is the commander in charge of the operation. But none of these characters are given enough backstory to be consequential to us, and though Yakub and the Spider, brilliantly voiced by Oscar nominee Paul Dano, have a great interplay, the rest of the film suffers due to a singular focus. That said, Spaceman is also an evocative piece that director Johan Renck puts in Sandler's capable hands. It works in spite of its flaws overall, and its star's quiet, emotional turn gives reason enough to see it. On Amazon Prime Video, The Exorcist. Believer? I'll preface this review by saying my mother and I seem to be the only humans in my world who actually loved this movie, but I digress. Perhaps given the original Exorcist was an Oscar-nominated horror film, expectations were sky-high. Maybe it's that director David Gordon Green bungled the Halloween reboot last year, leaving genre fans incensed. Whatever the reason, the cards were stacked against this long-awaited Exorcist sequel. That said, the film expands upon and revisits many of the themes that made the original iconic. It follows a father who seeks answers when his daughter and another girl disappear into the woods. When they return after 3 days missing, they cannot remember the events that transpired. They soon show signs of possession, and the father seeks out Chris, the mother from the original Exorcist, to learn how to combat the demons inside them. Oscar nominee Leslie Odom Jr. does an admirable job in the lead, and Anne Dowd and Ellen Burstyn are wonderful in supporting turns. While I can understand Exorcist, Believe isn't a classic by any means, it's an interesting, meditative horror picture. Go in with reasonable expectations, and you may just be surprised. On Crave, The Color Purple, one of the most criminally underrated movies of 2023, The Color Purple is an absolute triumph. A completely different take on the classic 1980s Steven Spielberg film, this remake takes a musical approach, and director Blitz Bazawul makes a piece to remember. It follows the fractured relationship between a woman and her sister, who she is banned from speaking to by her domineering, abusive husband. Celie has a life of hardship, filled with racism and mistreatment. But she manages to persevere through all her struggles with the help of her family and chosen family. The music is toe-tapping, undeniably catchy, and the performances are riveting. American Idol winner Fantasia Barrino gives a truly remarkable performance in the lead, and supporting turns from Taraji P. Henson and Oscar nominee Danielle Brooks are highlights. Colman Domingo also stuns in a villainous turn as Celie's drunken, cruel husband Mr. The Color Purple had me singing in my seat, laughing and crying, all within 2.5 hours, and is the most inspirational time I've had at the movies in years. Don't miss it. On Disney Plus The Edge? One of my favorite things to do is find gems from the 1980s and 1990s that were just a bit too mature for me to watch when I was younger. Among them was this thriller about a brilliant billionaire who becomes caught in the Alaskan wilderness with two other men. They must struggle to survive the elements while hunted by a bear. The script by Oscar nominee David Mamet is a clear cut above regular genre fare, and director Lee Tomahori teams with the cinematographer to make a visually stunning feature. Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin share crackling on-screen chemistry, and Harold Perrineau is captivating in a supporting role. Elle McPherson has a small turn, and I wish she'd had a bit more screen time. Overall, The Edge is a survival thriller you won't be able to take your eyes off of. On Paramount Plus, Mean Girls, 2024. I should start by saying I'm acutely aware that classic comedy Mean Girls did not need to be remade at all. This film, co-written by Tina Fey, who wrote the original, is based on the popular Broadway musical, but doesn't offer enough to merit its own existence. That said, as diverting entertainment, Mean Girls, 2024, will make you chuckle. It once again follows transfer student Katie Heron, who infiltrates a popular high school clique dubbed the Plastics. She initially does so to gain intel, but soon finds herself in danger of losing herself and becoming a mean girl herself. The music is, in short, incredible. It is the highlight of an otherwise carbon copy film. The second highlight is the winning, star-making performance from Renee Rapp as Regina George. She takes a role made famous by Rachel McAdams and makes it her own. Kudos also goes to Ali Carvalho, the hilarious Haeckel Spivey, B.B. Wood and Avantika for holding their own while also playing beloved characters. Tina Fey and Tim Meadows reprise their roles, with John Hamm and Busy Phillips providing hilarious small performances. But it's the central relationship and actors Angourie Rice and Christopher Brinney who have drawn the ire of the 2004 film purists. They just don't have much chemistry, and Rice's singing falls flat. Overall, if you keep expectations in check, you'll enjoy Mean Girls. But a classic it is not. About the author. Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local arts scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres.